Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. So when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAO, ACA, GA, PA, SLA, SLA, AC, RRR, MMDRA, HA, FAIR, SMART,
MOUSE.
All of them there, guys. We don't even particularly speak that well for ourselves. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce, as always with...
Shelley B.
And Mark M.
Huh. So, I had a day.
How was your day, Bruce?
Yeah. It's my day off.
Sleep in?
No.
Lunch?
I did have lunch.
Play video games?
No.
Oh.
I didn't do much today.
On your tablet, you did. And like before the guys came over, you were on.
Yeah, for a moment.
I'm totally not speaking into my mic here.
Yeah.
For a moment. But... I get a call at 9 a.m. from my guy who really doesn't start working till noon.
Mm-hmm.
I got to give him credit. He'll show up at 9 in the morning. He's like, I can either sit at my house and look at my wall, or I can sit at the store and look at the wall.
And listen to music.
He calls me and he says, the back storage room and the other room are flooded. I go in.
He was right.
It's flooded, yes.
Observant.
And we had to move everything. We moved mattresses. We moved stuff. We moved just everything was all over the place. It's just a cluster F is what it is. So we'll see what happens. But it was not a fun day today. We're having a flood sale at Dreamland Mattress in Covina. 626-331-8044. Come on down. You can get the Bill W. or Jimmy K. discount. Who do they get for CA?
Group of addicts?
Well, yeah, because...
Johnny S?
Johnny S, I guess.
Yeah.
That's as close as we can get. How was your day, Mark? Mark's torching a cigar. And, well,
my day was substantially better than yours.
Awesome.
I got up. Which right away, that starts a good day, right?
Waking up is better than coming to.
Or not waking up.
Or not waking up. Yes, that's true.
And had breakfast, sat in my pajamas and watched movies until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wish I could have done that. I should have just slept. What'd you watch?
I saw a movie called Wild Card with Jason Statham.
Okay. Is it good?
It was good.
Okay.
Watched Interstellar.
Is it good?
It was very good. Long.
Long?
Long. Yeah.
What else?
Well, those two pretty much
did the day.
Watched a little bit of the Kings hockey game. It was a little depressing. And went and showered, and my razor and I took a day off from each other, so... And,
I've been catching up on movies I haven't seen on Netflix because they don't have anything really, really new.
Mm-hmm.
Although they had the interview really pretty fast, but
well, everybody had the interview pretty fast.
Actually, I thought it was okay.
Yeah, of course you did.
I liked
you like that.
You have a very low bar for movies,
I liked
though.
It.
Yeah, you like that stuff.
I've been watching a bunch of Adam Sandler movies.
Well, there's the bar.
They're good, man.
Okay.
They're not as good. The newer ones are not as good as like Happy Madison, though. There's nothing like watching Adam Sandler getting the shit beat out of him by
I think that
Bob
was
Barker.
Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison. Not
okay.
Happy
oh, yeah,
Madison.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was good, though, how you did that.
You like that?
Movie mash up.
Yeah.
Movie mash.
How was your day, Shelley?
Well, my day started with me having to dry my underwear with my hair dryer because otherwise I would have no clean underwear because the dryer broke and we have no idea what we're going to do about that. And then last night I chipped a molar and I can't afford to get my molar fixed.
Oh my God. We're sitting at dinner at George's Original Bun and Burger, which is a great restaurant in Covina. Mm-hmm. If you've never gone, you should check it out. Tell them Recovery 101 sent you. She's eating. Suddenly there is this crunch.
It was loud.
She goes, I think it was a peppercorn. I'm like, eh, I don't
it
know.
Actually was not a peppercorn. I think that there was a piece, the top little part of my molar was like cracked or something because I wasn't eating anything hard.
Right.
It was a turkey sandwich. I mean, there wasn't, and when I opened the top up, there was no peppercorns in it. I think that piece, whatever that piece was just ready to come off.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
People at the next table heard it. Crack.
Yeah. So.
So we're suing.
No.
No, we're not.
And it wasn't their fault. And then I went to church today and I've taken a bunch of laundry over to Mom's to dry it because it was wet in the dryer, which is why I had to blow dry my underwear this morning.
Sweet.
Yeah. Basically, I think in our lives that, as Rowan Atkinson once put it, Satan has ripped off our heads and vomited down our necks.
Okay. Wow. Well, I suppose
because those were the good things that happened, actually.
Oh. Well, I suppose that means that it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. Sweet, dude.
All right, let's see. We've got some shout-outs.
And some new ones, too.
Shout. Yeah, I have to
shout.
Let it all out.
I have to do the first one slow so I can get the name right. Keuanu.
Keuanu?
It's not Keanu. It's Keuanu.
I'll tell you what. This guy's got a picture of himself on there. Mm-hmm. He's a big boy. Not like he's in a heavy set guy. Mm-hmm. This guy's got his pecs have pecs.
He's buff.
Yeah, he needs to work out a little, though.
Okay.
Also, with Bill, Fran, Dan, Joey, Natalie, Georgette, Carol, Randy, Brian, Mark, John, Dakota, James, Kevin, Damon, Jack, Stryker, Phil K, Heaven, and Glenda.
Heaven and Glenda. Those are two brand new ones.
Okay, first.
Shout out.
And I would like to say before we start the news on this or any other show, this is, wait, somebody's calling. God's calling. My phone is in my purse. Hurry up. Hurry up. Get it. Grab it. I need to know who it is.
Grab it.
It's my mother.
Okay, you talk to her while I start this. Okay. So anyway, this news is brought to us by Brian. Bill sent in a couple of stories, but I'm not kidding you. And Phil sent, and maybe Phil did. I'm not sure, but I'm not kidding. At least 60% of the news was from Brian.
Oh.
He was working overtime this
Brian
week.
Had a big week.
Yes. But this first one was one I found.
Okay. Shout out to Shelley.
Well, this happened in Duluth, Georgia. 42 years ago, Terry Dietrich saved and scrimped to buy her dream car, which was a 1972 Chevy Corvette Stingray.
Ooh.
I have to agree with her. That is a dream car.
That's a good car.
I actually kind of prefer the 73. But 72 is pretty nice.
Okay, I completely missed out.
Bummer for you. Anyway.
So 73 what?
Bought her dream car.
Stingray. She bought her dream car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Terry nice. Dietrich. 6 months after she bought her dream car, it was stolen.
Yep.
Was not recovered. However, earlier this month, well, I guess that would be February because now we're in March. A 1972 Stingray went up for sale. It was purchased by a car restorer. The car had been owned by one guy who'd cruised it around into his local neighborhood since 1975.
Okay.
The entire neighborhood knew this blue Corvette, mm-hmm. you know, knew the guy and everything. When the car restorer took delivery of it, he checked the VIN and found out that the VIN said that the car was in 1969.
Oh.
And then started checking some of the other parts because, you know, all the parts have the VIN on it, too.
Right.
And the VINs didn't match, so right. He called the police. Turns out it was Terry Dietrich's 1972 Corvette that had never been recovered.
Wait. I thought it had VIN numbers that matched the 69.
Oh, the VIN number on the dash.
On the dash.
They changed it.
On the parts, the VIN number matched Terry Dietrich's car.
Oops.
Yep.
Now, the thing is, both of the gentlemen that purchased it, the one in 1975 and this car restorer, did so in good faith, so not in trouble. I mean, it's not like the guy in 1975 bought it from whoever stole it.
Right.
But Terry's still not getting it back. Because after 42 years, the original bill of sale, she doesn't have it anymore. The dealership is long gone. There's no, other than the police report, there's no proof she ever owned the car.
Oh.
And the courts won't accept the police report as proof of ownership.
Yeah, because why would a police report mean anything?
Chevy needs to step up to the plate.
And give her a 1972
No, give
Stingray?
Her a brand new Corvette for free.
No, but the 72 is much nicer. But at any rate, so now...
I doubt that.
So now the...
it's probably cooler, but I doubt it's nicer.
So now, apparently, county is going to sell it at auction to the highest bidder. And she won't be able to afford it, she said. To sell her own, to buy her own car.
The Chevy dealer needs to buy it and then give it to her. That would be a coup de grace of advertising and marketing.
Yes. Okay. Then this next story is from Bill.
Is it from Fresno?
Yes.
Sweet,
dude.
I would just like to say that the headline in this story should be, "Drunks Save the Day."
Awesome.
Hold my beer.
There's a new company called Celtic Renewables that has discovered that when you take the byproducts of whiskey manufacture, the byproducts, not even the whiskey, that you can turn it into biobutanol, which is kind of like ethanol. However, you can use it to power planes. It's jet fuel made out of the byproduct of whiskey production.
Drink more whiskey. Fly for less.
Exactly. Drunks save the day. We can keep the planes in the air.
We could
we'll
take
just
a
ship
whole
all
bunch
the alcoholics
of Air Force
to Scotland.
Guys, and that would be their new job. Just drink whiskey all the time. Help make fuel.
Keep our birds in the air.
That's awesome.
Yes. I think that's quite interesting.
You know what that means?
What's it mean?
Well, not that it's the end of the boozy news. What that means is that Jack Daniels just found an extra way to make money.
Yeah, off of the stuff they use normally throw away.
Absolutely. I mean, think about that. You look at a large whiskey producer and all that they throw away is now usable. That's a bump.
What they're using is called draft. It's the stuff that's left over after the malt, after brewing. And what they also call pot ale, which is a residue that's left behind after the distillation. Those are the things that are mixed and processed.
There's like four guys out in the audience right now. They're like, pot ale? Sweet pot ale! Quick, give me some pot ale!
Kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, exactly.
I found this story. I thought it was interesting. You guys are probably going, huh?
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, I know. Researchers at the Meander Medical Center in the Dutch city of Amersfoort.
Did you say Meander?
Meander. Or maybe it's Meander. I'm not sure. At any rate, they were asked to, the archaeologists had recovered a 1,000-year-old statue of Buddha. And it wasn't as heavy as they thought it should be. So they took it to this medical center and got a CT scan. The interior of the statue is empty, but there is the mummified remains of a meditating monk. So when you look at the picture, you look at the one picture of the statue, and the CT scan shows the monk literally in the lotus position. He fills up all the space in there. Basically what happened, they said that this particular sect of Buddhist monks, this was in China in 1100 AD, in order to achieve enlightenment, for 1,000 days they would subsist on, they would eat water, seeds, and nuts. Then for another 1,000 days they would only eat roots, pine bark, and a toxic tea. And they made out of a lacquer tree.
The hell?
Then
God,
they would
be screaming when they took a dump.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then they would be sealed inside their meditation statues, and there would be a little tiny hole with a string so they could ring a bell to let them know they were still alive. That would go on for 1,000 days or until the bell stopped ringing. Once the bell stopped ringing, they would leave them inside for another 1,000 days before they would remove the string and seal the hole.
Oh.
And they were thought to have achieved enlightenment in that way. I think they achieved death.
They achieved room temperature.
Yes.
This is what I think is what... Now, I don't know if you have this in there, Shelley.
What?
Do you ever think about ISIS?
No.
Oh, my God.
What now?
City of Mosul. Mm-hmm. These guys, like, went into this museum.
Oh, geez, that made
and
me
just
sick.
Went after, like, these 6,000-year-old statues with sledgehammers.
The famous winged bull, mm-hmm. the Assyrian winged bull that has been... Mm-hmm. And it's actually a version of it's used on one of the financial companies in New York. I mean, it's a famous...
Merrill Lynch.
Yeah, famous statue. Okay, there you go. Famous statue is gone.
Yeah.
It's rubble.
Yeah, destroyed it.
I was just sick. I'm like,
don't worry about the JV squad.
They were using what do they call them? Where it pounds
pneumatic,
into the ground?
Pneumatic drills.
Yeah, there's another name. Jackhammer.
It's bad enough that they're just killing, maiming, raping, and burning, and basically burning it all down. Then they have to destroy our history as well.
Yeah,
it's okay,
because
it's okay.
Just,
they're on the run.
According to who?
I'm apoplectic.
I got another one. Did anybody notice that during the State of the Nation address, gas was like at the lowest rate it'd been in like forever, and all of a sudden it's already up like 60, 80 cents a gallon?
More than that, because I got
it's
a dollar.
A buck.
Yeah.
It's
what the hell happened?
Buck, so no. State of the Union.
Oh, more than a buck, because I got gas yesterday and it was $3.30 something, and the time before that I filled my tank, it was $1.91.
Where'd you find $1.91? Would
up
you
at
drive
the corner
down to Tijuana
there?
To gas up?
No, yeah. Just right up there at the corner.
Oh. I saw $2.21, I think, was the lowest I've
well,
seen.
Well, you know what?
But
I usually fill up for free because I have a garden hose.
Okay.
Anyway.
And your next door neighbor's always out of gas?
I don't know what his problem is. He must waste gas like crazy.
I just got it. Never mind. Brian sent this story. I don't want to do that one. Brian sent this story too.
Yay.
Tallahassee,
Florida.
Thank you. Apparently in Florida, penalties against the possession, sale, and use of marijuana are some of the strictest in the nation, which baffles me because
except probably
it's
Arizona.
It's Florida. However, in order to save money, Republicans are filing bills to try to get medical marijuana legalized in Florida because they're going broke.
Yeah.
And taking a cue from Colorado, which there's another story coming up on their results over the last year. However... law enforcement is not all that excited about the idea because apparently they have a little bit of a gun problem in Florida. And they say, I'm quoting Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd, who said, I see the deputy that has to take the gun from the guy who's passed out because of marijuana. And that's what I worry about.
The guy smoking pot's going to pull a Twinkie on you.
Yeah. Don't move. I got a bag of Doritos.
I know how to use them. Okay, actually, what that
I got
means.
A Twinkie and it's loaded
yeah.
with cream filling. Yeah.
And as soon as Gilligan's Island's over, we'll address the problem.
Yeah.
Okay, actually, I'm going to go down to the story on Colorado because it directly ties to that one. If I can find it. No. Aha! Here we go. In Denver, Colorado. The results are in from the first year of the state's recreational and medical marijuana experiment.
They made way less than they thought, I'm betting.
Nope.
There's a lot more missing than they thought.
No.
Oh, what's up?
Consumers in Colorado
mm-hmm.
purchased more than 17 tons of recreational marijuana.
Wow.
However, sales of medicinal pot outstripped that by more than 50 tons.
Cool.
Wow.
So that's a lot of pot being sold, and that's in the state.
So the other question? Did they see how much Hostess products sold?
Yes.
Is it corollary? No, that wasn't in the story.
They're like, wow, Denny's is doing awesome.
Taxes for just the medical marijuana brought in $700 million. That's just the medical marijuana side. Recreational pot taxes brought in $313 million.
I heard the taxes were way underreported for this year, too.
Possibly. So that's...
It's $1 billion.
$1 billion in taxes.
That's good.
In 1 year.
Wow.
I told you everybody should legalize. Collect the tax money.
I did a term paper when I was in college about legalizing weed and the tax benefits.
Yeah.
Now, here's the interesting thing. There's a cross-tax thing going on there, too, because if you buy edibles and not just the weed, you pay, because they're candies, cookies, things like that, they have a snack tax. You pay the tax on the food and the marijuana.
Yeah, that's fine.
So they're,
okay.
So they're raking in the dough.
They don't notice.
Why? Because they're all high?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now, my theory in the paper I wrote was, would you be willing to pay a few extra bucks for an ounce if it was legal? And everyone was like, yeah, of course I would.
There is a challenge to the law that's being filed in the next election round. They're going to vote again on this because there are some residents who say that the pot industry has hurt their families, businesses, and property values. And however, the supporters say that by taking the marijuana trade out of the hands of criminals, that it's given them a 58% reduction in crime rate. So,
well, yeah, because
everybody's
they're not
high all the time.
Well,
yeah.
And they're not arresting
Once
anyone
again,
for being
send that,
on weed.
Send that to Florida and let them know they don't have to worry about the crime rate and trying to take the guns away.
Yeah.
These guys are all sitting watching TV.
It's like in California, it's no longer a felony to have possession of methamphetamine or cocaine under a certain amount. So it's like county jails almost wide open because they're not putting anyone in there. So when you used to get a 30-day sentence and you do 2 days, now you get a 30-day sentence and you do like 22 days. Ooh.
Okay, we need to have a moment of silence. So everybody, shh.
You understand you can create a moment of silence, don't you?
You're wrecking my moment of silence. Shut up.
I was just pointing out.
I don't want to create it.
Okay.
Okay.
I was going to say, how long is this moment going
to
go?
I counted to five. You guys,
you know
you guys can't sit there for 5 seconds in honor of Leonard Nimoy.
Oh, yeah.
Live long and prosper.
Passed away at 83.
He's boldly going where I think Mark said earlier, like 1,200 billion people have gone before.
If they shoot him to that one planet, though, he'll be...
That's right. He could come back.
The body's dead. The mind is still in Dr. McCoy.
Oh.
Isn't DeForest Kelly dead?
Oops.
I'm like, oh, wow. I actually, today, actually saw an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation that had Spock in it. So go figure.
Okay, finally... It's the end of the world as we know it.
Why is that?
Brian sent this story in.
It's
this
the
happened
end
in
of the world as we know it. Florida.
Thank you. An estimated 900 teenagers stormed a Florida mall. It was the West Oaks Mall, trying to rob people. They were assaulting moviegoers, and one kid had a gun and was shooting randomly into the crowd.
Why?
He was arrested for. Possession
Why?
Of a firearm.
Attempted murder, maybe?
Because they wanted to.
Oh.
Somebody incited this group of kids to go and do this, and then the group grew as it went along. Maybe somebody posted on social media, but it doesn't say that in the story. 900. The mall responded by immediately locking all the doors, which unfortunately put between 200 and 300 of these violent teenagers locked into the movie theater with the moviegoers, which was probably not a stellar idea. The police began getting multiple calls from people inside the mall and inside the theater in a panic, trying to find emergency exits, trying to get the heck out of there.
They would just let those kids smoke pot in peace, they would have stayed home.
And watch Gilligan's Island.
See?
You know what they needed? Was like a bunch of guys on leave from the Marines.
Well, they did eventually bring in, you know, a large police force and SWAT teams surrounded the movie theater. Because the kids that were left outside were dispersed eventually by the police, and the ones that were locked inside, they extracted.
I just want to see them rush a mall one time trying to create problems and have an MMA exhibition going on inside the mall.
Yes.
Because I love awesome. I love that. I love every time that happens somewhere where some guy does something, there's some MMA fighter who happens to be there.
Yeah.
Who just cleans the guy's clock.
There's a famous video, and this guy is, this pimp is like talking shit to his woman out on the street, and he like punches her. And this guy who's like this eighth degree black belt happens to be walking by, and, you know, the black guy starts talking smack to him, and he's talking smack back, and he just like lays this guy out. And the guy gets up off the ground, and this guy can't even walk. I mean, he's just like out of it. And it's like, yeah, you got to be careful who you choose to talk smack to.
Yep.
And we're way over time, and that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
What the hell happened there?
You guys got lame dudes tonight.
We don't want to max out the board.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Welcome back.
How many of those cookies are left, Shelly? Yeah, you got a microphone there somewhere?
There are some.
Door room.
No, there's more than that.
They're oatmeal raisin and chocolate chip cookies, and they're freaking awesome. And thank you, Debbie.
Little Debbie. Snacks by Little Debbie.
Snacks by Little Debbie. Dude, that's awesome. So, Shelly, we have a topic. Shelly got a mouthful of cookie.
Yes, we do have a topic, but I don't think I'm medicated enough to remember what it is.
Ooh. Meds. What were we going to call it, Mark? Meds?
That's fine.
No. We had something else.
We did. I don't remember what it was.
We should really write shit down sometimes.
No, let's not start now.
So, I heard on a discussion on Facebook, guy from NA was saying...
There's a shocker.
That... Yeah. Yeah, I think it's probably an NA purist of some type. But he said, if to be sober you're not supposed to have any mind-altering chemicals, then what do you do with people that are on meds that are clearly, I mean, they're mind-altering by design. Now, myself, I don't have any problem with it, but some would. What do you guys think? Because there's a lot of different meds out there.
The 11th step. Yeah.
So through prayer and medication.
To improve our conscious contact with God.
To improve my unconscious contact?
Yeah. So. But.
Well, now, Shelly.
Bruce.
You've taken meds.
Yes. I take meds now.
What do you take?
Hell to the yes.
What do you take? Run it down to the folks back home.
Well, I used to, because I was diagnosed bipolar. Most of my friends know that. Most of my friends knew that before I did.
Everybody knows it now.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Oh, good.
Well, I was on several psychiatric type of medications for quite a few years, and I had a psychiatrist who worked with, I had a great psychiatrist who worked with me, slowly brought my levels down as I was working with my sponsor, doing all that sort of thing, and over a period of years, I got to the point where he had me on a subtherapeutic dose of my last medication, and I didn't know it, and then I went in to see him once, and he told me that it had been 2 months since I'd been on any level of the med that would actually affect me. And I asked him why he did that. He said, well, in case I needed to raise the dose, you wouldn't have to adjust to it again.
Because I did that to help out the pharmaceutical company. It wasn't really helping you anymore. I kept prescribing it to you.
Well, no, I took it for those last 2 months. And then he said, so, you know, you've learned other coping skills. Now, and the thing is, I don't know that that would work for everybody. Some people can't go off their psychiatric medications without severe consequences.
Right.
Because there's a reason why they're prescribed. At that time, and you know, let's put it in perspective. Yes, I'm mildly bipolar, but I also, during that period, was going through...
Mildly?
Well, I don't
I'm not
have,
saying, I'm just saying.
Well, there's two different types of bipolar, and there's two different degrees of each one, so...
There's two different types of Shelley.
Jeez. At any rate, during that time period when it got really, really bad, I was getting sober, going through several rounds of pancreatitis, and going through menopause all at the same time. This was not a good period of my life. So my mental thing got, like, way out of control. But at that point, you know, I still went and saw my psychiatrist. I still have a therapist today, still today. But I haven't needed to go back on the psychiatric meds.
Now, I think you are the med expert here. Mark, ever been on meds?
Nope.
I was going to say, I don't even know. Me neither.
Well, the meds that I'm on now, because I've got rheumatoid arthritis and I was in a substantial amount of pain. Mm-hmm. The problem is, how many painkillers do you want to take? How far up the pain med ladder do you want to get?
Right.
I don't want to be comatose. I didn't get sober to spend my whole life wandering around in a comatose state.
Right.
So after trial and error, you know, I found a rheumatologist that helped me with this, and now I'm on a medication that's not a painkiller, but significantly decreased. I mean, I can twerk now. Well, okay, I can't really twerk, but I can practice twerking. I can practice twerking. I could barely walk a year ago.
She almost scarred her son for life.
I did.
He comes in, she's in the kitchen twerking.
I had Nicki Minaj on, and I was trying to practice my twerking. The problem is, I kind of look like I'm having a seizure, so I think at first when he rounded into the kitchen that he was scared there was something wrong with me, and then he heard the music and realized I was trying to dance, and he's like, okay, I need to escape, mother. Yes, no, no, this is wrong.
Now, originally I was going to ask Mark if you've sponsored people that have taken meds, and then I decided, Mark, do you ever twerk?
No twerking.
No, thank God.
No, twerking's twerking. Not working. You've sponsored guys, right, that have taken meds? Because I am.
The biggest problem is if they're on meds and they're dyslexic. And they take six every 2 hours.
Yeah, well, that's...
And it's an honest mistake.
True. I've sponsored people that are on meds, and I think it's dangerous to tell people to get off their meds.
Why would you even think to tell people to get off their meds?
Because you've got a power trip, and you've got to do it your way. And
I know people that have done it. This gal Camille, lots of time in AA, told my ex-wife to stop taking her meds.
How'd that work out for her?
About 3 weeks before she sat in her bathtub and slit both her wrists. Jody's giving me the look.
Yeah, way to tell somebody else's story on the air.
It's okay. He had more. How many ex-wives do you have?
A bunch.
Yeah, see? So it's fine. We don't know which one it is. And Camille's dead. She ain't going to tell anybody.
Well, and I think, I'm not certain, but I think this is part of her story that she tells, so.
Yeah.
Well.
She's doing Jim Dandy now.
Yeah, she is. She's doing much better.
Back on her meds?
I don't even know.
I just think it's totally irresponsible for people in the program to play God or doctor with other people's medical conditions.
And I'm not a doctor, but I play one in meetings.
Yeah, oh, God, that just irritates the hell out of me.
Oh, God, yeah.
There's absolutely no reason. I mean, people have committed suicide in the program because some jackwagon told them that they aren't sober unless they get off their meds. They go off their meds, and guess what happens? They get suicidal.
I sponsored a guy, really great guy. Really great guy. And I won't say his real name, but his nickname was Shredder. Guy was nice guy, great guy, fantastic guitar player, and a little paranoid schizophrenia.
Yes, a little.
When he was on his meds, right, everything was good.
Except his guitar playing.
Yeah.
Except his guitar playing.
And so he told me one time, if I'm ever really treading on the guitar...
Check
well,
my meds.
The funny thing is, he thought that if he stopped taking the meds, he played guitar better.
Which was
I got to tell you, I heard him play guitar on meds. It sounded fantastic to me. I mean, you know, and I'm sure some other guitarist might have heard it and said, "Oh, he messed up." I never noticed it. I mean, the guy was great, and he was fantastic when he was on his meds, right? And when he wasn't on his meds, right, things went really south really quick.
Really quick.
And the shame of it is that I think some of the issues that he had, and he eventually overdosed on purpose, I think. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, he, you know, I think it's almost like the guilt and shame of, like, that some people in the program lay on people that take meds, that's a contributing factor to things like that.
Comes up with the topic we talked about a little bit, you know, over the last few shows of, you know, who judges this stuff?
Yeah.
Who's in charge of, like, who's the, yeah, okay, Shelley is in charge.
No, I am officially in charge, see?
Oh, Shelley's got the judge hat. I'm sorry.
I have a hat that says judge. I'm the judge.
Okay. All right, so Judge Shelley.
You come to judge.
Yes, and I say, if you need your meds, stay on them.
What do you say, Mark?
I think it's a just an incredible thing in the program to watch these people who sponsor people, or even more so people who aren't sponsoring people, who just take the time to give their opinion on something that has nothing to do with them.
Right.
You know, just take care of yourself.
And there's still such a big stigma. Like, I sponsored a guy. Every doctor he's ever talked to has told him, you need to be on meds. 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 And he says, oh, I can fix it with diet and this and that, and I'll work a program. And he has such a stigma in his head about not wanting to be, quote, crazy. I don't want to be crazy. I'm not crazy. And I'm like, and I'm trying to explain to this guy, it has nothing to do with you being crazy. You know, usually antidepressants work with salt enzymes in your brain where you've got an imbalance of salt enzymes, and these go in and they level out your levels so that you're regular.
By that logic, if I never go to the doctor, I'll never have a disease.
True.
No, you'd just be undiagnosed and running wild in society.
Yeah. But I'll be fine.
So, Mark, what do? Guy comes to you.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we all know what the answer to this is going to be, but guy comes to you.
Uh-huh.
He's on meds.
Uh-huh.
His doctor told him to be on the meds.
Uh-huh.
People in the program are telling him he needs to not be on, he shouldn't be on any other mind-altering chemicals.
Tell the people in the program to fuck off.
There you go.
And I have said that to people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I dressed down this woman who had like 48 years at the time.
Yeah.
What the F are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, here's another side of that. You're sponsoring somebody who has been on meds, who needs to stay on them, and won't stay on them consistently. So their recovery is like, you know, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Not that they're going in and out and in and out in terms of their sobriety, but it's difficult to do a comprehensive fourth step and fifth step. It's difficult to get through the steps completely when your brain is spinning.
Well, they can get through the steps. It doesn't mean they get through them well.
Well, and when you've suggested to the person, because you can see the ups and downs in the person. And, you know,
the cycles.
My suggestion is you need to go back to your doctor and stay on your medication. Because I'm always asked this question, well, what should I do? You should do what I suggested the other three times we went through this. And they just don't. How do you sponsor somebody that can't consistently and completely work the program because of that?
One of the biggest issues in my, I was going to say my humble opinion, but my humble trophy seems to have disappeared.
Oh, it's over here because we had a flooded.
Oh, my God. I was wondering where that went.
It's next to Shelley.
Thank God. I was wondering where it went. But a lot of us in the program tended to self-medicate.
Oh, yeah.
So we needed to be on some sort of medication.
Right.
But rather than finding out what that was, we just picked the one we liked the most.
Right.
And got addicted to it.
That's an extremely good point.
Stolle and Gallo. Those were my physicians.
Yeah. Cocaine fixed everything.
Dr. Stolle and Dr. Gallo?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Cocaine fixed everything.
Yeah. I think my doctor was Dr. Noriega for a while.
Yeah.
Dr. Noriega.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Cartel.
Yeah. Cocaine never caused depression. Running out of it did.
That's right. That's clearly true.
Yep.
Clearly.
So as long as I didn't run out, I was fine.
It's like the old medicine shows. They'd be selling stuff with cocaine and heroin, and they'd say, you know what? This is good for whatever ails you.
Yeah.
Doesn't even matter what you have. This is going to make you feel better.
This will make you feel better.
What a drag that would have been.
Yeah.
Coke addict back then.
Yeah,
medicine guy comes around like once a month. You're like, what the fuck is he? Yeah.
Well, back in the day, half the female population were opium addicts because laudanum was sold everywhere.
Yep.
And it was considered, you know, the best medication for female complaints.
What was it?
Laudanum.
I don't even know what laudanum
is.
It's
liquid opium, basically.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it was just...
Wait a second. You've watched Tombstone how many times?
I don't think I ever saw it.
I don't think he's ever seen
You've
Tombstone.
Never seen Tombstone?
But that wasn't what I've heard
I've seen parts of it. That's the one that's got Doc Holliday and...
Yeah, Wyatt Earp,
who played Doc Holliday?
Yeah.
Val Kilmer. Yeah, I didn't see it.
I didn't actually learn about it from there. I read a book about the opium.
Oh, trial. Yeah. Yeah. But...
That's what you like.
But
Hollywood teaching us new things.
Yeah. I can't figure out. We come in, most of us self-medicated, like I said, and then we find out that there's actual meds we're supposed to be on, and people in the program who self-medicated themselves through a lot of their problems have this opinion about you shouldn't be on meds.
Yeah. Are going to tell you how you should be doing it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Dickhead.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I remember the sponsor I have today speaking at a meeting, and he had shared something. A guy came up to him at the break and said, you know what I think you should do? And he looked at him and said, yeah, I think I should get the fuck away from you.
Nice.
Because I don't need the opinion of a guy who was crapping his pants 3 years ago.
I do. I think that would be fascinating. I would really like to know what his opinion is, just so that I can avoid doing that.
Just so I can laugh? Yes.
We know someone.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
We have a good friend that
yes.
has quite the story about that.
Crapping his pants?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And I don't follow any of his suggestions.
Actually, I heard a...
Was it his?
Yes. I heard a spiel, and Craig Ferguson, the comedian,
Craig.
Said that he says... He woke up in a bath of urine. He goes, I hope it was mine. He goes, I don't know. I didn't have it tested.
Yeah, but I hope it was mine. So
Shelley.
Yes.
What would your final words on meds be?
Unless your actual physician is in the program and telling you what to do, go to your actual physician.
Good enough, Mark.
Take as directed. By your physician.
Yeah.
You have to qualify that.
I was going to say, I've had all kinds of guys give me directions. You know what? I couldn't agree more. I've seen too many people bow to the peer pressure of idiots in the program who are playing doctor and tell them that they don't need to be on something that they clearly need to be on. And I will... congratulate medical science on. I've seen many people that without meds are, I don't want to say incapable, like they couldn't possibly do it on their own, but are kind of incapable of doing things that now they do with no problem because of meds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing I'd like to add to that, though, is it's important to make sure your doctor's aware of your condition.
Yes.
True.
And walk that tightrope. Like, I'm very clear to my doctors, for your record, there's nothing going on with me. Now, the stuff you're not going to write down is, you know, because that's a whole other thing now if that ends up in your medical record.
Yes.
It's too late for me.
Those of us who walked in on our own and haven't been through any treatment, haven't gone through any facility, haven't done anything... that there's not a record somewhere of my drug addiction, and I'm not going to volunteer it to go into a medical record where it follows me around.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a bit late for that for me because...
Train left the station?
Well, because Kaiser has a habit of offering you all kinds of fun pills because they want to fix it immediately. And if you're in pain, they want to fix it immediately. And it's not that I personally am averse to taking a painkiller if I need one. I would prefer to find another solution, which is why I'm taking the sulfasalazine that I'm taking, because it's not a painkiller and it's working. But I had to talk to quite a few doctors to get there.
We're using White Rabbit for the lead-up music today.
I want a new drug. One that won't make me sick.
No, he's talking about White Rabbit.
White Lines.
No,
vision,
not
dreams
White
of
Lines.
Passion.
One pill makes you larger and one
I
pill
know
makes
what
you
it
small.
Is. You talk about your drugs, I'll talk
don't
about mine.
Do anything at all. Go ask Alice. I used to do that in karaoke a long time ago because I did it really badly.
It's okay. So did Gracie.
Yeah, I know. But because a friend of ours, shout out to Dave, loved that song. Mm-hmm. And you could see him cringe every time I sang in karaoke, so I did it just to harass him.
So, Mark, we have a... Mark.
Yeah.
People listen to the show.
They do. We appreciate that very much. And they're obviously listening in droves lately because... I've seen our numbers do some spectacular spikes.
Yeah, we had a huge thing the other day.
Yeah,
that may have been because of Billy Reed.
So thank you. And anyway, you listen to the show, we appreciate it. We do ask that you go to recovery101.net or last30days.com.
Yes.
And go to our Podomatic site, join Podomatic. That would, it's fun and free.
Free and fun.
And by joining, you get updates when new shows are posted. You can like, you can comment,
you can
follow
every single time you go on there.
As much as you want to
daily.
Follow. And you can download or add us to your playlists for all your party needs.
Awesome. By the way,
yes.
Since we didn't do it earlier, Patrick, Mark, Nathan, welcome to the Peanut Gallery.
Woo-hoo!
You guys probably heard Patrick. Patrick has a very distinctive laugh.
No. Actually, we need that on the show.
Yeah. Patrick's our laugh track.
Oh, no, it's good. Yeah,
We need you to be here so that people that are listening to the show know when to laugh.
Right. He's over-medicated.
No, he's not over-medicated.
Oh, he's not over-medicated. I'm like, he's over-medicated.
Oh.
By the way.
I thought you told me you were working on your meditation last time we talked.
And nobody.
My bad.
You know what? And people might not realize this, but I'll save it for the next show,
okay.
For the beginning of the next show. If you are Facebook friendly, it's really easy to join Podomatic. You can click join with Facebook. You can log right in. It's very, very simple. They don't spam your Facebook page or anything, and it makes it very easy to sign in at recovery101.net and do all the things that Mark was talking about. We've got, if you are Facebook friendly, you can join the Recovery 101 radio show fan page, or you can get into the Recovery 101 group. Shelly, tell us what the deal is with the group now if they want to become a member, because it's secret now.
Yes, the group has gone secret, which means that no one will know you are in it. They will not see your posts.
You.
They will not see it come up in the sidebar. They will not see it on your wall. So you can feel completely free to discuss whatever you like.
So we're Freemasons?
We're Freemasons. We have a secret handshake.
How long
and
has that been going, by the way?
What?
The secret group.
I just changed it to secret last Monday.
Now, I'm guessing then, because everyone said we don't like to comment because everyone will see it. Did it tremendously grow?
I don't know that it's tremendously, but we've had like four or five more people that haven't been commenting suddenly have been posting and commenting. And we did get two new members.
Okay.
If you want to become a member of the show, you can either look me up on Facebook under Shelly Burnett, or you can go to the Recovery 101 fan page, which always makes me laugh. I don't have fans. I have friends I haven't met yet.
Laugh track.
Thank you, Patrick. If you go to the fan page, then you can message Bruce, and he will let you into. He has friends, and he'll let you into the group. He will get you in.
Okay.
You can just add members.
We've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelley.
Yes.
Who's the lead out music by?
Elektra.
Elektra. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
I'm hanging by your thread. The things that you've done, the things that you've said, got me caught in your web. Wanna get it on, but I'm too far gone. You know that I can't show it. No one knows it. So I'm dreaming on. I stand my ground. I'm tied and bound, and I'll fight the madness from dusk to dawn. Now it leaks like a faucet. I'm all fritless drop. I'm just in love and lost and busted my profit. Better to never have loved than love to lost. Remember to be clever, consider the cost. Exhausted, I think that I've lost it.